All right, joined by Matt Smith on our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner here. Matt Smith rides a Victory Magnum in the Pro Stock Motorcycle category. Matt has had kind of an interesting 2018, and this is definitely a high point so far of the year. It is Matt's first victory at this facility, and his career victory, 19th career victory, and his dad, Ricky Smith, is a pro mod racer who won our previous race in Topeka. So, very good couple of weeks for the Smith family. Tell me about your weekend here in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, we come here, we always run good here at Chicago, and Q2 we were number 3 qualifier and second of the round, and so we go into Saturday, and I knew we had a good bike, and I just missed the tune-up on Saturday, both runs. I learned something, I applied it today, and we come back and we're the quickest bike every round. So it's just a testament to my crew. These guys have stuck with me for the last 3-4 years. And, you know, we pulled this bike out when the other guy bailed on me the first year and, you know, didn't really work on it all winter. And it's a fast hot rod. It's hateful. And we proved it today, 78, 78, 79. And it would have been another 70, but it took me to the wall, the wind did. And, you know, I just about gave up, but I stayed in it. And just very excited, you know, all the people that support me. Lucas Oil, Mark Stockstead, Elite Performance, Denso Spark Plugs. I just can't say enough. I mean, we're looking for a main sponsor, and hopefully somebody will step up and help us out the rest of the year.
This is the type of race that was not only about horsepower. This was definitely about being able to ride your motorcycle because of the wind and the various factors this weekend. So does that carry a little extra pride? Because it's not just about your ability to tune it. You actually had to really put some effort in riding.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had to ride it there in the finals pretty hard. It went left, and it just kept going and going and going, and I just about gave up on it. And The two things went through my mind in a split second. I kind of glanced over and I didn't see Ellie there, and I said screw it. You know, Richard's buying me a new body for this thing, so you know, with Elite Performance. So I said, if we tear it up, we'll just tear it up.
What about your body?
Well, I mean, I've hit the wall before. You know, at Englishtown, the only time I've ever had an accident on one of these things was just like this, a major side wind. And it punctured the foot peg, actually went through my foot, and I was out for the rest of the year. But, you know, I'm just trying to win a race and try to find a sponsor, and we're just trying to do everything we can to survive out here. And, you know, like I said, just the little people that's helping me right now to get by, I really, really appreciate that.
Obviously, as you mentioned, this bike was not plan A. It had a partnership going and kind of came to an end abruptly and unexpectedly at Gainesville. Obviously, this is a competitive piece. I mean, you came out here under conditions where there are guys going 200 and you're able to win the race. So it is definitely not, even though it is an older quote-unquote bike, it's certainly not lacking in performance.
Yeah, we've got good power. I mean, we've had good power for the last 2 or 3 years. And, you know, we did this research and development for the last 3 years with Victory and making this new motor. And this motor is just very, very good. And if I just get some backing behind us, I mean, this thing can be really, really fast. And when we get the new EBR bodywork, like Hector Nim's got, I think we're going to pick up even 2 to 3 mile an hour with it, from what I'm understanding. So these guys better watch out when we get it.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, and you had to feel good. I mean, Angie had a good weekend as well.
Angie had a good weekend. I mean, we were, I think Q3, we were second, third of the round. I mean, she had a great bike. She went 82 and 83. Just got beat by Hector Jr. in the second round. Which was unfortunate, but you know, her time's coming. We've got 2 fast hot rods. Both of us qualified in top 8 this weekend, and we're going to be here. They'll know who we are by the end of the year.
When you both go, you know, a little deeper into the race, that make a lot harder on your crew and your team and you.
No, we got one guy on each bike, so you know, as long as we don't have problems, which we've been very fortunate and haven't hurt a motor in a long, long time, we've got very reliable parts, and everything's going good for us.
Congratulations, Matt.
Thank you. Appreciate it.